This Sunday is often called by pastors Sheep Sunday because all the scripture refers to sheep and as Jesus as our shepherd. Even the psalm speaks of God as our shepherd. And our psalm scripture is probably the most familiar of all the psalms. We say it at funerals. Probably most of you could quote at least part of it by heart. But during times like this, during times of darkness and sorrow and grief, this psalm has much to say to us. Our Acts passage happens shortly after the Pentecost, and thousands have come into the church, and they're trying to figure out how to be church to each other. Literally trying to determine how to be church, what it means to be church. And here we are today, trying to figure out how to be church amidst this pandemic, amidst this stay-at-home order. We're literally reinventing the church today. And in some ways, we're probably learning new ways that will go with us into the future. New ways of being church. This passage in Acts is very helpful for us as a church to understand, or maybe I should say to remember, what the role of the church really is. First, it reminds us that we need to study, being devoted to the teachings. We sometimes get to a point in our lives as Christians that we might just roll with the flow. We think we know enough and there isn't really much need to study. I know the stories. I don't need to study. But the longer we live as children of God, the more we need to know, the more we need to grow, and the more that we study and learn, the closer we become to our Creator. The next thing mentioned in that first sentence is fellowship. Man, we don't need to be reminded of that today, do we? Fellowship with other Christians has become so important. I've often wondered what people who don't have a church family do when they go through times of darkness and grief and loss. Yes, friends are a wonderful thing to have during difficult times, but being in fellowship with other Christians takes that support to a whole new level. When we can connect through our faith with other Christians, we learn and we grow and we share our faith. And probably most importantly, when we go through those times of darkness, when we go through those times where we question or we doubt, those around us lift us up through their faith and they help restore our faith. The next thing mentioned there is the breaking of bread. Is it just a coincidence that the breaking of bread with each other can mean two different things? One, that it's the sharing of a meal, and the other is remembering the body and blood of Christ. I never realized until the last 8 weeks just exactly how meaningful it is to share a meal with family or with friends. Sitting around a table and sharing part of ourselves through our stories and through laughter. It's something I pray I never take for granted again. And like that, my heart aches for us to be able to gather around Christ's table together again. When we take those few moments once a month to remember together, to remember the reason that we gather, I'm not only reminded of Christ's love for me and Christ's willingness to give of himself for me, but I'm also reminded of Christ's love for me by how I'm surrounded by each of you and how I have each one of you to walk on this journey together. Lastly, the church is reminded to be prayerful. Spending time together in communication with Christ, not just spending time alone with God in our closets, in our own prayer, but as a community, when we gather together and we communicate with God and lift our hearts and our minds together. This passage goes on to talk about working together to make sure that those around us have what we need. And when we do, our numbers will be added to. I admit that sometimes we all worry about numbers more than we should. It's always been the human side of churches. We evaluate how we're doing by how many people are in the pews. Well, right now, there's no one in the pews. All around this world, the pews are empty. But the church is doing really well. The church is alive, and the church is breathing. We're being the church in a way that can't be measured in any way. I have a funny feeling when we're able to go back to services in the sanctuary and we have some really good weeks with lots of people showing up and having great worship times together. I worry that in a few weeks we will slip back into our routines because our culture has found the need to fill every moment of every day with busyness. We've forgotten how to take Sabbath. We forgot the importance of sitting around a family table. Our children need so many activities, and we're quickly right back where we were 8 weeks ago. All of the scriptures of the lectionary today talk about a type of abundance. And sometimes I think we get that confused. We think of abundance as meaning stuff and busyness. When God means taking care of our needs. When I was in Israel last summer and I looked over the hillside, I have to admit to you, I was a bit puzzled because it did not look like what I thought pasture should look like. It wasn't full of green, beautiful, growing fields that looked soft to the touch. It looked like rocks and desert with just little areas of grass. When the rains would come around, the clusters of rocks would grow these little sprouts of green around the rocks. It wasn't the thick green fields like you imagine, just little sprigs of green here and there. And then there were all these trails that crossed the hillside, almost as though the hills were tiered. And these trails were where the sheep would walk across. And there's just enough room between the trails for the sheep, each one to eat to the middle. And the shepherds would walk the sheep across, and they would give them what they needed. Not more, not less. They just fulfilled their needs. Sometimes we mistakenly think it's God's place to provide our every want, and what we want is more. That's how we're supposed to be happy, is to have what we want and have more of it. Jesus promised to provide for our needs. provided rest when we're weary, peace when our souls need restoring, comfort, guidance, support, a full cup. Over the last 8 weeks, I've learned that I can do with a lot less. What's important is time. Time with people, breaking bread, studying and learning with my family, being able to be at the bedside of a sick friend, gathering with those who've lost loved ones, making sure that I don't spread what can be a deadly illness because I want to get back in my routine as soon as possible. Thanks be for the way we see God fulfilling our needs right now. Thank God for a time where we can slow down and remember. Amen and amen.